The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning there, listeners. I'm super excited to have you all here this morning. Welcome to today's retirement episode on your favorite world class program on radio, Stockwatch. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Before we get to the conversation with the amazing retiree in the house this morning, let's take a quick trip to the Nigerian equity market and see what played out there yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Wednesday closed on a positive note, driven by gains of 9.39% in Airtel Africa, closing at 1,608 from 1,470 it closed on Tuesday. The Osha Index advanced by 1.24%, closing at 52,591.41 points from the previous close of 51,949.64 points. Investors gained 346 billion naira as market capitalization grew by 1.24% to close at 28.353 trillion naira from the previous close of 28.007 trillion naira. An aggregate of 382 million units of shares were traded in 5,922 deals valued at 4.2 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 11 equities emerged as gainers against 41 equities that declined in their share prices. Chance PLC led other gainers with 9.52% growth to close at 23 kobo from the previous close of 21 kobo. Airtel Africa and FTN Calco, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.39% and 6.06% respectively. MC Nichols and Champions Breweries led other price decliners, shedding 10% each of their share prices to close at 1 naira 98 kobo and 3 naira 42 kobo from the previous of 2 naira 20 kobo and 3 naira 80 kobo respectively. PZ and Regency Alliance, among the long list of price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.92% and 9.68% respectively. That's all we can take on market updates this morning. Our guest is here and you will get to meet him after this short break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Your tomorrow is taken care of with African Alliance Insurance PLC.
African Alliance.
Inspiring dreams and putting smiles on your faces.
Oh, oh, oh.
With our children education plan,
education plan,
and the money appreciation plan. Our Esusu and Takafu plans are designed for the best of you.
Since 1960, African Alliance Insurance PLC has supported families and businesses across generations. With over 18 branches nationwide and a strong retail team aided by technology, we have the network to support your dreams and make them come true. So come join our happy family of policyholders. Visit www.africanallianceplc.com to get started today or call 080-6630-9476 and 080-6632-5672. African Alliance Insurance PLC.
With you for life.
Welcome back and thank you for staying with us. With me on the program this morning is another retiree who will be sharing his experience with us. Hello, good morning, sir. It's great to have you here today.
Good morning.
All right, sir. Let us meet you. What were your days in employment like?
I am Wale Adeyeju from Gashi Akoko in Akoko Northwest Local Government Area of Edo State. And from my primary school, I attended Ebenezer after the primary school, Ikuta Ibadan. We are passed out in 1975. I proceeded to Umukombezi High School, Mekiti. And through to God, I finished in 1980. Before proceeding to Ondo State College of Education, where I read biology chemistry in 1985. There and then, I went to University of Ilorin, and I graduated in BSc Edu, Political Science, in year 1993. Presently, I'm running an MPA program in Akuba. It is still in due. And currently, I have a program certificate, a grade 2 and grade 3 reference certificate now. So for my working experience, I started as a teacher at Umore Secondary School between 1985 and 1995. And then thereafter, I went on local government on transfer, and I was appointed as a PPA4, which is a principal personnel assistant 4. It was an executive cadre. After that, I sat for ASCOM exam in year 1993 into Admin Officer's Cadre. And I was converted to Admin Officer 1. I rose through the ranks to the post of Director, General Services and Admin, before buyout voluntarily retirement in November 7, 2020. So that's where I am presently.
So why did you leave voluntarily? And how old were you when you left voluntarily? How many years have you done in service?
I put up 35 years because I said I started teaching in 1980. I started work in 1985. I'm up to 2020, so it was exactly 35 years. So I have to put on my voluntary retirement, because if I don't do the first hour of the service.
All right, sir. All right, so did you miss the rush, the adrenaline, and the sense of achievement you get from work now that you are retired?
There's no doubt about that. One needs to miss a lot of things. Because when I was in the job, I remember having the urge, at least to make sure that the minutes of meetings are updated. I presented within 24 hours among so many things. Also, the departmental briefs, which needs to be developed and presented on monthly meetings in the management. Appraising of certain papers. So, in fact, I really want to say that I miss a lot of things. I miss a lot of things. Definitely, I miss a lot of things.
Well, all right, sir. So, what do you think about early retirement? And what do you think about people pulling out from their jobs before 35 years, or maybe after 10, 15, 20 years, and they start a business of their own, like they start this entrepreneurial journey? What do you think about it?
It is a fine idea anyway. There is no problem of that. You know, I cherish it. It is better at this time around, because to make both ends meet in the country now is not the best. So if one has the financial assistance, the financial wherewithal, I believe from the government, I believe through bank loan or joint cooperative, at least for support, I believe it is better for one to really exit the service early enough so as to prepare better for future challenges. That is what I think.
All right, sir. For most employees, most government workers, salary is definitely a big deal for most of them. When salary stopped coming, when you retired, how did you deal with that mentally, that salary, there wasn't going to be like that monthly inflow of the salary that comes in? Like, you know, you have this expectation that whatever happens, salary will come at the end of the month. So how did you deal mentally with that when it stopped?
Thank you very much. On those three local government Service Staff Regulation 2009. There is this section 9, subsection 05908, which states that officers are required to give 3 months' notice to retire from service before the effective date of retirement. In case of my own, I even put up my notice 5 months before this time, so as to make sure that my retirement plans are prepared well enough. So, exactly the time when I exit the job, there wasn't any gap at all. So they started paying my monthly benefits. So I didn't suffer any loss at all. But there are some people, out of negligence, out of ignorance, but this law is there. I wouldn't know why. They wouldn't be able to meet up. So those people will have backlog of arrears of salaries. So those people, I believe, they will have problem. So to meet up will be a problem for them. But for me, there is no gap at all. So the normal thing that I'm enjoying from the service is what I'm still enjoying now. So I didn't suffer any loss at all.
You're a lucky man. You're indeed lucky.
I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky.
Many people don't have lucky. That testimony.
It's true.
All right, sir. So while you were in employment, did you have an idea what you were going to do in retirement? And did you prepare in time? And between the time you were to retire and implementing the plans you had, what was that a time gap? What was the time gap between when you started implementing the plans you had while you were going to retire?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to say that I did really prepare well before the time of the retirement. All the while I was when I was at work, I'm a unionist. So I've been really emerge in the nitty-gritty of politics. So I look at all that and when I tired that I'm going to enter into politics. And how lucky and how God will so make it. Exactly 1 month that I got from service, my chairman, Local Government Service Commission, he called me as a special assistant. And I've been of assistance to him and the local government service. So, to me, in fact, I've been a very lucky man. And I'm even into football politics now, where I used to attend world local government and same meetings, where I call upon. So I'm still engaged, so to say, in service and also in politics.
All right. I've spoken to some professionals on this program who continued their career in different settings. Okay, now I think you already answered that you still continued, you were recalled back and you continued in your career line when you were retired. If that had not happened, what would you have considered to do in retirement? Aside from politics, what other areas, yes, what would you have done in retirement aside from politics? What other things would you have done?
Okay. I am into poultry farming. I have a poultry farm that I'm running. The death of my family. So if I've not been engaged in politics, I believe I will have engaged fully in that poultry farming because I enjoy it totally. And it is still on, although it is still on a small scale. But I hope to really scale up with time.
You mentioned that you already put up your notice 5 months ahead while you were retiring. When you were taking this decision, was it something you talked about with every member of your family about the next phase of your life, or is it like something you did on your own? You know, some people, once they want to take a decision, they call members of their family like, this was going to happen, or things might change, like this is the next plan for the future and all of that. Was this a decision you took on your own, or you had that with members of your family?
Okay. No, my family members are all aware of any plan that I want to engage. Even when I was even planning to retire, almost 5 years before the time, we've been talking and we've been planning. And they really supported me. Being a unionist, they are quite sure that I'm going to enter into politics. And even having that poultry, they are supporting. So they are all aware of my plan. And we all moved en masse in anything that I'm doing. So there is no missing gap between me and them. So they are aware of any plan.
All right. So generally, will you say life in retirement is good for you? How are you enjoying life in retirement?
Oh, in fact, I'm really enjoying it because the stress is no more there. But the usual waking up is the same up to now. But it became a different surprise then. I'm the first one to wake up early in the morning and do my normal exercise. In fact, I'm really enjoying it. There's no stress at all. There's no stress. I'm even looking younger than before. I'm because I really complain about it.
So, wow, that's a good one. All right, so for some of us who are still in employment now, if you had to advise us on the need to plan towards our days in retirement, what would you say to us?
Well, my advice to my other people that are still at work is that they should be aware that when they start the service, they sign both of a secrecy and an allegiance, and that is the bedrock of the work. So with having that one in mind, anything they are doing in the service will be good on it, so as not to run into any problems. They should be loyal, they should be dedicated, and be functional. So there must be any tension. So these people, there are so many temptations. So I advise them to put off their rights for many temptations that could come their way. So having with prayer, and having that zeal, I believe the sky is the limit, so they have no problem. So the long life will be there too for them.
Thank you so much for your time on the program, sir. We really appreciate you coming on the program.
Thanks.
That's it on the retirement segment today. I'm sure you have learned one or two things from the experience of Mr. Adeyanju. Knowing what you're good at and going for it in retirement is very important. StocksNG.com is to your go-to website for all your financial and investment analysis on the Nigerian capital markets. You're just a click away. As you all know that Fridays are dedicated to responding to your questions, send all the questions you may have to 0703-134-1703. Let me take the number again, 0703-134-1703. Or drop your questions on our Telegram and WhatsApp platforms respectively. I'll definitely be coming your way again tomorrow by the grace of God. Same time, same station. Ruth Ibikunle, do have a fruitful day. Bye for now.